ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Well, that wasn't such a chore, no, was it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I always figure for a nice guy, you never cause me no trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen,
he is looking at you, kid.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And folks, you scoffed at me. A lot of you said, oh, come on, she's a broad, a chick, she's not going to do it, right? Yeah, she's the hottest thing going. Now she's going to play the great Athena in a series of movies. So she's got it going on. The girl is the hottest thing in the world of combat sports, period. I mean, as far as to look at and as far as her ability is concerned. What does she got? Eight wins, no losses, 8 armbar submissions, beat Misha Tate, who's probably one of the roughest, toughest, most talented MMA girls out there, and she beat her down not once but twice. Straight up, Ronda Rousey is the star that I told you she was 2 years ago, and 2 years from now, she won't even know who Pedro is. You're tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Well, where do you hurt?
It's my head, Doc. It's my head.
Dizzy? Ringing in your ears?
Well, I mean, it's all the time, Doc.
Like bells?
That's it, Doc, like bells. Huh? That Doc.
How do they go? Dong dong, ding ding, or ding dong? It's important.
Ding dong? Dong ding?
No second guessing. Too bad. Should go dong dong.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio, and of course the American Forces Network. Want to say hello to my guy. His name is Alan. Alan P. from Atlanta, GA, listening on 3WE. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Time to talk some boxing. Of course, Gennady Golovkin, a big winner last week. I mean, yeah, everybody expected when he was like a 7-10-1 favorite, but the bottom line is, he gets the job done, okay? What's he now, 29-0, 26 KOs? I mean, he is the real deal. And he may be the guy that could hand Floyd Mayweather his head, figuratively and literally, both. I mean, he's got skills, unbelievable skills. He's got good defense. His punching power, especially to the body, is incredible. Listen, these guys from Russia who were using rocks as toilet paper as kids, okay, they don't want to go back. And they're hungry, and they're hungry like some of the kids from the ghetto used to be in the United States, San Francisco. That's where I'm from, San Francisco. So that's why I brought that up. But the bottom line is, the hunger is just not there in the American athlete to box. I don't think, and that's why they're not rising to the upper echelons. And the Russians and some of the Asian countries and things like that are taking over. Okay, so promoter Tom Loeffler says that Golovkin will be back three times on HBO beginning in April. So, you know, you're going to see him. He gets great ratings. He's the real deal. If you haven't seen him yet, yeah, I know. Pedro's telling you to go watch this guy. Watch this guy. They call him Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, the real deal. Well, we'll go bounce around the news here, right? Last week, Christopher Rivera was shot to death in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Christopher Rivera was a journeyman boxer, okay? And I'm close to the island because I'm close with Francisco Valcarcel, the WBO president and the WBO, and I have a female I fancy over there anyway. But I was just blown away by the crime, of course. In 2012, Hector Camacho, the ex-champion in many weight classes, was sitting gunned down in a coke dealer's car. Now Rivera is the latest boxer to die violently, okay, in the land of Boricua. So here's the eerie part, and this is why I'm bringing this up. They had a service for him, a mass, and they stood him up in a boxing robe. I kid you not, they propped him up vertically. Vertically, nothing. I mean, he was laying in a casket. I've got the picture at ringtalk.com if you think I'm kidding, okay? But they got him standing up. He's got his robe on. He's got his sunglasses over. He's got a hood on his head, boxing gloves on. I mean, whoa. Talk about it. It is one of the eeriest photos I've ever seen in my life. Check it out, ringtalk.com. And, of course, that's under the article, Mayweather loses millions on NFL bet. Yeah, I didn't mention that, did I? $11.4 million. That's what he lost. But last year, I was told he bet $20 million on the Miami Heat. Or no, was it the Miami? Well, anyway, whoever won the NBA title. So I would think that he's still up a little bit. But the bottom line is, man, $11.4 million. Floyd, take the winnings and do something with it. I mean, feed the ghetto. I mean, I'm serious. Floyd, with the money that Floyd brings down, and the taxes that he pays on that money, he could be donating multi-millions of dollars to these charities, okay? And I know he's doing a few things to get his name in the paper down there in Las Vegas, but the bottom line is, man, if you're making that kind of money, I couldn't imagine Muhammad Ali making that kind of money and not kicking it back to the community and kicking it back to the people in some way, okay? A jobs program. I mean, Floyd's in a position making $60 to $80 million a fight, that he could actually really, like, change the course of a river. okay? Maybe he can go into like four or five towns and cities across the country and set up some type of foundation that gets people back to work and things like that. What I'm trying to say is, Floyd, you need more to be socially, open up your mind a little bit. Don't pay this tax man, okay? Don't brag and boast about all his money and then bet it away, because I'm pretty sure that he has one of his professions is that he's a gambler. So he's able to write off these bets. I'm thinking that's the way it is, okay? Not sure, but I'm thinking that way. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Got another sad note to bring up, and I'm going to bring it up anyway. Oscar Gonzalez, who suffered a brain injury last Saturday in a boxing match in Mexico City, he died, as I said on the Sunday show. And the reason why, when you're brain dead, that's it. Okay, I mean, his wife, I saw her on the on Mexican television, and she said something like, only part of his brain is dead or something like that. No, when your brain's dead, it's dead. That's sort of like when you're dead, you're dead. Anyway, the bottom line is, props for Oscar Gonzalez and, of course, the young man, Christopher Rivera, having lost. He was only like 24 years old. I mean, come on, man. This is just too young for people to be being shot in the streets. I had thought about moving to Puerto Rico. This is one of the reasons why I'm not thinking about it anymore. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Floyd Mayweather, in the news, of course, with the bet. But Manny Pacquiao and Tim Bradley have taken over the top notch as far as boxing's right now. Of course, they're getting it on in March in a rematch. Bradley won a very controversial decision over the Pac-Man about a year and a half ago. And it figures to be a great match. And I think if Pacquiao's in shape, I think that Pacquiao might be able to really hurt Tim Bradley and take him out. Now, listen, Ruslan Provodnikov, he deserved the decision over Tim Bradley. Pacquiao looked a little sloppy to me, so I could have saw that being a draw or maybe even going to Bradley. Okay, but no. Not the Provodnikov fight. I mean, the guy said he had headaches for 3 weeks after the fight. He had head problems. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, this Provodnikov is the real deal. He's at 140 pounds. I think he's like 23-2 with a draw. He is the real deal. Watch this guy. There's another one of these guys, Gennady Golovkin. What did Larry Merchant tell me? Watch out for the guys with V's in their names. That's what he told me. Watch out for the guys with V's in their names. Speaking of Larry Merchant, talk with him on the phone the last few days. We'll have him on the show possibly tomorrow, the Sunday edition. I haven't confirmed that yet, but of course we do air Saturdays and Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday for an hour. We mix boxing and mixed martial arts. And, of course, then we go to the Sunday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time as well. And then we go for 2 hours, first hour boxing, second hour MMA. Got UFC 170 coming up in a couple of weeks. Of course, Ronda Rousey, I want to try to get an interview with her, but she's a big star now. I mean, she's too big for Pedro. Can you believe that? 29-plus years on the radio. Ronda, call me! 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're going to bring in KP, I think, Kevin Perry, if we can, in a couple of minutes. And there's all kinds of storms going on here in California, so the phones are all screwed up, and we're having cell phone issues, and the mass transit's slow and all that kind of good stuff. So, and the roads are a wreck because people in California, see, they're not used to the rain. And we've had a drought going on here, so these fools are driving down the road at the speed limit when it's raining like cats and dogs, right, and expecting their brakes to break them at the same level it would if the ground was dry. It just doesn't work. I figured that out when I was with the San Francisco Police Department. Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs from San Francisco each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, of course. Now, listen, you can always go to the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. And you can listen to past shows. The two most recent shows are featured on the page. You can go down the page to older stories. You can go to the podcast. You can go to we've got it all going on there. We really do. And TuneIn.com, they've got us going on. iTunes have us going on. Stitcher.com's got us going on. We've got all these internet platforms. I'm going to post them all on the website this week. Bottom line is, I think we got some Godfather of Soul, James Brown, taking us to the break, folks. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Listen to the grooves. I'll be back on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network in just a second. Mama don't take no mess.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses, so I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before, and I know what it takes.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Why kill us both? Look, just kill one of us.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
It's never bragging when you're telling the truth. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. You are listening to the Saturday edition. Of course, we are Saturday and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, on my website, ringtalk.com. You can always, always listen to the show live when it's on the air at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. That's the lead-in for my next guest. Of course, he is of ringtalk.com. He's a webmaster and writer as well. Talk about Mr. KP, Kevin Perry. What's up, Kev?
How much? How you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. Now, put Floyd Mayweather aside for a minute. Manny Pacquiao and Tim Bradley, they're on the road for their rematch, the rematch in March, okay? I think this is a very good fight. I mean, I didn't sort of know how to judge that first fight. I mean, I didn't watch it live. When I watched it afterwards, I already known there was some controversy involved. You hear what I'm saying? So I didn't want to partake in. I let you do that. I didn't want to put my opinion down on that one. I just sort of went, I didn't think Pacquiao threw a lot of blows in a lot of the rounds. And I thought when you lose 2 minutes of a round and you come back and win 1 minute of a round or 40 seconds of a round, as Pacquiao was doing, I think the judges leaned his way because he was a star. Anyway, these guys are going to do their thing in March now. What's going to be different from the first fight? Manny Pacquiao in shape?
This is a real hard bout to pick, but I think Bradley's actually kind of on a high, and Pacquiao did have a good win last time. But I think the last fight Pacquiao fought, although it wasn't the most entertaining bout, you kind of saw a little bit of a change in his game. He's not going to take as many chances. And I actually think that's going to work in his favor, because I think he's probably faster than Bradley. He hits a little bit harder, and he's left-handed. So if he can kind of just not jump in wild like he kind of did against Marquez, I think he could beat Bradley. But Bradley's a pretty good boxer, and he's pretty savvy and good defensively. So it's going to be pretty close. But I kind of like Pacquiao if he just doesn't get too reckless. I think he could beat Bradley.
Okay. Going back to this picture on the website that I put up earlier this week, the boxer that was standing up dead, did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
Was that some of the creepiest stuff you've ever seen?
Yeah, it's pretty disturbing. I mean, it's really something that just kind of, it's an eye-opener. I mean, really, it really gets your attention, whether it's in a positive or negative way, but it's eerie.
It's hearing, of course, Camacho getting slain a couple of years ago with the same thing, being shot, and this kid was only 24 years old. Of course, he wasn't of world-caliber, world-class status like Camacho was, but the bottom line is he's a human being now at the age of 24. His mother doesn't have a son. Okay, let's go back to Pacquiao and Bradley. I think that Pacquiao's going to win this fight. I think the speed, the fact that he's taking advantage of it. You watch him against Brandon Rios. Brandon Rios was a lot of practice for him. It was 12 rounds of practice. And I think that, you know, although people say, oh, he didn't go for the KO. Maybe he could have. I think it's great that he went 36 minutes and he looked fresh at the end. I think this is a confidence builder for him. I mean, and I think going into this fight with Bradley, of course, looked good against Juan Manuel Marquez. But, you know, Marquez is like, how old is Marquez now? 60? Is Marquez getting his first Social Security check? He's like 65, isn't he?
He's pretty close. He's almost as old as Bernard Hopkins.
Oh, man. Well, I Bernard listens to this show, and Bernard, I respect you and things like that. And in fact, I think it's great that you're 49 years old and you're able to do what you do, man. But it's sort of given, I think it's given boxing a bad light, because I think it sort of tells people that a 49-year-old man can beat people in their prime that are 20 and 25, when you know that a 49-year-old baseball player is not going to beat a 25-year-old baseball player. You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree with you 100% there. And just to go back on what you're saying about people were criticizing Pacquiao for not knocking out Brandon Rios. And I think it's a lot easier for people who are on the outside to say, oh, well, he didn't knock him out and this and that. But they don't realize it's, you put yourself in harm's way a lot of times when you're trying to go for these knockouts. And when you have the fight pretty much in the bag, I mean, there's really no incentive to knock the guy out. I mean, you kind of win the fight, and then you try to look better the next time that you're out. But at the end of the day, it's when you're the guy that's fighting, it's a lot more difficult to knock somebody out. It's a lot easier to just, get on your soapbox and say, oh, you should have knocked him out and this and that. But that kind of speaks from people who are journalists, like me, for example. It's a lot easier to talk than it is to fight.
Okay. We're with Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com, folks. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays. We're on many of these same sports byline stations. Of course, you can always catch us on the Internet, live or delayed, at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Real quick, Triple G was quite impressive last week, but he was supposed to be.
To be honest with you, I watched the fight. I wasn't all that impressed.
Okay.
Considering the level opponent he was in there with.
I think he carried him. He carried him. That is a classic example of carrying a guy. He carried him for six rounds because the Princess of Monaco and all these people were sitting in the first row, and they wanted some entertainment. And so I'm telling you, honest to God, that's just the way I felt. I thought he carried him. So as far as you thinking he looked unimpressive, we'll move on to another subject. Now, what's wrong with this picture here? Floyd Mayweather, Amir Khan, or Marcos Medina. And then when Sugar Ray Leonard was king, he fought Duran, Leonard. Okay, when Duran was king, he fought Leonard. He ended up fighting Hearns. I mean, come on, Barkley, he was in the mix. What's wrong with Floyd Mayweather? Why isn't he calling these dudes out, regardless if they're 5 or 6 or 7 pounds bigger or smaller than him? Why isn't he doing this, and why does he keep picking these guys that are like bowling pins? And I'm not saying he's going to knock them down. I'm just saying he's going to beat them.
I just think he's the dictator. I mean, you got to look at it that way. I mean, he can fight whoever he wants. He's gets paid a lot. So, I mean, where's the risk that's involved here? So, I mean, if he can make $80 million or $60 million fighting guys like Robert Guerrero, I mean, you put yourself in his shoes, you'd probably do it. And at the end of the day, he's not fighting for glory. He's fighting for money. I mean, his name says it all. He's called Floyd Money Mayweather. I don't think he's fighting for legacy. He's fighting to stack his wallet, and if he can get out without really taking any damage, you know, more power to him. But all this talk about being the greatest fighter of all time, I think he just kind of needs to quit with that stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I know, but we're talking about Floyd Money Mayweather, of course, who lost $11.4 million when he thought Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos were a match. They were, when did they lose, 43-8, something like that?
Oh, yeah, it was a blowout. I actually made a little money on that, too, not $10 million.
Okay, good. Now let's talk about the upcoming fights. Besides the Pacquiao fight, what looks good to you? Is there anything out there that's jumping out?
For Manny Pacquiao?
No, for anybody. I'm just talking about boxing in general. When you're looking at the schedule for the first 3-4 months of this year, is there anything that's really jumping out at you?
I think the most intriguing fight in my mind that's coming up in the next couple months, I can just think of off the top of my head, is Vasyl Lomachenko against Orlando Salido. I mean, for a guy that's a 2-time gold medalist in his second pro fight to fight for a world title, I mean, that takes a lot of balls. I got to give the guy a lot of credit. And Salido is, even though he's kind of past his peak, still a difficult opponent to fight because, I mean, he's gritty. He can take a punch. He's kind of sloppy at times, but he can hit. So if Lomachenko can't take a punch, he's in for a real tough fight. So
yeah, well, I'm going to interrupt you right here. He can take a punch. He's going to win this fight going away. I think he's amazing. I think he went 396-1 as an amateur, and the one guy that beat him, close or something like it. He came back and he beat that guy.
Well, so, Pedro, you know as well as I know, amateur and pros is two completely different things. I mean, winning 3-round fights and winning 12-round fights is two completely, I mean, it's almost like two completely different sports. And the thing is, I think he's going to be a great pro, but, I mean, he's really rolling the dice. You know, I mean, he doesn't have no experience.
Time out. You want to bet a Pepsi on this one?
I'll bet you a Pepsi.
All right, good enough. You're taking Orlando Salido. I'm going to take the 2-time gold medalist. How many world titles did he win as an amateur? I think the pedigree's there for something truly, truly great to come in. Real quick, we got like 30 seconds. All these great fighters coming out of the former Soviet Union, man, this is good. This is great for boxing, although American boxing fans, some of them aren't into it.
Say it again, sir?
I said the Russians, being as hungry as they are, I mean, you know, the Provodnikov and Golovkin, they're starting to get good ratings, but some Americans don't appreciate the fact that Russians have now taken over boxing, and they have to an extent. Heavyweight champion is Russian. The second best heavyweight in the world is Russian. I mean, come on, man. Obviously, the Russians are making their own impact in the sport of boxing.
Well, I think people just need to get used to it because these guys, they have great amateur backgrounds and good amateur programs, and they fight in international tournaments. And the guys in the U.S., I mean, they fight in the Olympics. I mean, just terrible. I mean, the only guy from the last Olympics I could say is a real shot at winning a world title is Errol Spence. I really like him.
Got to cut you off, Kev. Running up on a hard break now, man. Thanks so much for your time. All the best, okay?
Thank you very much.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That was Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. He's got a hot article up there on the website. Check it out, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. This is the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you live on KSHP in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-water.com.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325. Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy Leagues free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Fought scheduled for 5 for the Strike Force World Welterweight title. Nick Diaz, the champion in white and black. Daly, the challenger in blue. Great body work by Diaz. Oh, a beautiful uppercut. Looping right hand. Daly falling into trouble. 11 seconds. Diaz going in for the KO. And it's over.
My baby, the great Darlene Love, class of 2012, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 29 plus years now, the longest running fight show in history. This segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by Alchemy Water. And we're going to figure out what Alchemy Water is in just a couple of minutes when we bring in my guest, and he's here right now. I'm going to talk about Clay Harbison. Clay, how are you this morning, sir?
Doing good, yeah?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, man. First of all, welcome to the show, and I saw you fight on The Ultimate Fighter. You were part of Team Lesnar, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. What do you think of Brock Lesnar coming back to the UFC, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, he might, probably. I think he will.
You think he will? I'm going to ask you a question. I'm an ex-fighter, and this is fighter to fighter, okay? Fighter to fighter. Do you think that he's a little short in the sack sometimes? I mean, when, who was it, Shane Carwin was punched on him, he turned his back, and when you turn your back in a fight, to me, that's sort of surreal.
I mean, he's just inexperienced.
Okay.
You know?
All right. No, but you're the expert. That's why I'm asking you.
I think is, I mean, when your first fight's in the UFC and you're... whole career starting in the UFC, that's a lot to deal with. You know, everybody in there's gamers, you know, top level. Everybody's top level. So had long careers fighting in low budget fights somewhere in strip clubs or clubs or wherever they fought starting their career. So, I mean, a lot of people have more experience, you know.
Okay, good enough. Now, let's talk about this Alchemy Water for a second. Pat Dempsey, the movie star, he's all into this and. What is it?
pH balanced water, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, as far as I know.
Okay. I was looking on the website, and it says it's got some antioxidant parts to it and things like that. So I'm stumped. I mean,
I think it keeps your pH level. It helps keep your pH levels good. You know, less acidic.
And, you know, the pH level, believe it or not, folks, is like the key to the body. And a lot of people don't realize that, but it's truly important. So you can check out them at alchemy.com. That's ALKMAE.com. What's next for you on the fight schedule?
I'm going to be fighting in Mexico City soon, actually. Buddy from the show, Javier, working in the organization. They're throwing a couple fights each month in Mexico City out there. And he's trying to get me and my coach and teammate, Ducal Carnero, on there.
You know what's the trip is that originally the Mexicans, and I know this from living in California, they weren't into MMA. And then all of a sudden Showtime came to me. Steven Espinosa, the vice president, told me at a Strikeforce show that there were more Hispanics watching, percentage-wise, there were more Hispanics watching MMA than there were boxing. Now, the numbers were greater boxing because boxing, you know, it's been around a long, but the percentage, all in all, favorite MMA, and I was blown away by that. So that's when Showtime decided, I think they were going to add their SAP, their Spanish audio channel to the,
right.
So
that's awesome.
It's hot south of the border. Listen, without a doubt, we know it's the fastest growing sport in the world. I mean, it's somebody said to me it sputtered. Right. Somebody said to me it sputtered in 2013. I didn't think so.
Right.
Did you?
I mean, it's definitely blown up. It's the number one sport for sure.
Yeah,
they definitely like their Nacho Libre in Mexico as well. The wrestling.
Yeah, but the wrestling down there is, and I'm a professional wrestling fan, have been for a long time. Although I don't watch it anymore, and I watch TNA once in a while, but I don't watch the WWE product at all. They're more into the acrobatics, and I mean, they're not punching guys like we are up here and things like that. And I don't think, I just think the American wrestlers are far better as far as putting on a show is concerned. If you want to go watch a bunch of acrobats and you can see they're doing like acrobatic acts, you watch Lucha Libre.
Yeah, it's whatever floats your boat. We like the real thing, so.
Okay. Have you ever fought outside the country before?
I've not.
No?
I've not.
Okay, so this is going to be a first-time experience.
Right, okay. Exactly.
What do you think, if somebody was to look you up and say, what's Clay Harvison about? What is Clay Harvison about, the fighter? Tell me.
Game for whatever, ready to bang, please the crowd, keep it real. Get after it, man.
Okay.
Honestly.
All right, now, Clay Harvison, the person.
Same. Work hard, play hard. Build bridges, don't burn them.
Oh, man, I wish I would have learned that, like, when I was...
pedal to the metal. Live hard.
Good enough, man.
Live hard, die hard.
Anything in UFC 169 surprise you? How about that stoppage with Uriah Faber being stopped like that when he had his thumb up in the air?
Yeah, that was whack.
You know, I mean,
Herb Dean's a great dude and ref. Just, you know, I trust. I mean, just I don't know. It just didn't work out, I guess. You know,
I've never seen... Wait.
Happens, I guess.
I've never seen a guy. I don't remember anybody ever holding a thumb up in the air. Then, you know, trying to with their free hand and saying, "Hey, I'm okay."
Right,
I'm okay. I can't remember anybody doing that. I mean, that's how cognizant he was.
I mean, at that level, you got to get finished. Like, you just got to be. You got to know the guys on Queer Street and hurt. In my opinion.
Yeah, good point. So Herb Dean did pull a boot there. Ronda Rousey, are you surprised that she's like being? She's going to Hollywood now, and she's going to play Athena in this series of movies. And I mean,
absolutely
whoa.
Not. Who's not trying to get paid? I'm trying to get paid.
Yeah, I know.
You know, come on.
No question about that.
You got to strike while the iron's hot. You better get on it. You got a window. You better get on it.
Clay Harvest is our guest. Of course, we're talking about the rowdy one, Rowdy Ronda Rousey. She's been a guest on this show in the past, but. The bottom line is, you know, I asked her about fighting Chris Cyborg Santos, and this was after Santos had just come off that steroid suspension, okay? And I said to her, what about fighting her? She goes, I don't care if she shoots horse semen in both eyeballs. I will fight her, and I will beat her. Ronda's the real deal.
Yeah, that's fighter attitude.
Good enough. Clay Harvison, all the best to you. And this segment is brought to you by Alchemy Water. You can check them out at alchemy.com. I thank you for your time. If you're going to Mexico City, call me back.
Absolutely.
Okay, and we'll talk.
All right, brother.
All the best to you, man. Clay Harvison, folks. MMA, of course, part of the Ultimate Fighter Season 13. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing. In this segment, Mixed Martial Arts, of course, Saturdays for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and then Sundays for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. This is the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Ow! Little JB? No, this is Tower of Power doing JB. Tower of Power, Larry Bragg's on lead.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights me 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
The great Ronda Rousey, in her own words. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This segment, of course, this is the Saturday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Sunday, we are for 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time, same time. First hour on boxing, second hour on MMA. Of course, Uriah Faber got gypped, I thought, out of a legitimate win or a loss, because we don't know how this fight was going to go. I mean, granted, no disrespect to Renan Barreiro, but I thought he got more than the benefit of the doubt from the referee, Herb Dean. Let me tell you what's happening, okay? We sort of went into that a little bit with Clay Harbison. I want to mention that Clay Harbison, I want to thank him for coming on. And, of course, Alchemy Water, check him out again at alchemy.com. But this was a wild event for me in New Jersey. I'm watching on TV, you know, and I'm saying the pay-per-view, and I'm saying, wow, you know, Uriah's going to fight for the title. Of course, Uriah's one of my favorite guys, one of my favorite persons, and one of my favorite fighters to begin with, okay? 30-7, 6-3 in the UFC. He's from Sacramento, California. Well, he was stopped in the first round by Renan Barreiro. Of course, they were fighting for the bantamweight championship of the UFC, 135 pounds. Now Barreiro, 32-1, 7-0 in the UFC, hasn't lost a fight since 1985. Wow, that's a long time. And the bottom line is, 2005. Yeah, that would have been a real long time. 2005, but he's 32-1, 7-0, as I said, in the UFC. But here's what's happening. He was doing these, like, hammer fists on a grounded Faber, okay? But so Faber used the other hand to make sure the referee did not stop the fight. Faber raised his other hand and put his thumbs up that I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. And what happened? Referee Herb Dean jumped in and stopped it. And just like Clay Harbison just said, when you're fighting for all the marbles, when this is, you've got to make sure the guy's on Queer Street, okay? And I've got a picture of Uriah looking up at referee Herb Dean saying, you know, WTF. I mean, wow, that was a little bit crazy. And he erred on the side of the champion, and of course, I guess he thinks he erred on the side of safety. I'm not all that big on that. But the bottom line is a California kid who draws nationally. I think they'll have a rematch and or he'll be fighting for a title real soon. Of course, Zach Young did the write-up at ringtalk.com. You want to check it out. UFC 169, marred by Renan Barreiro, Uriah Faber, referee. Ooh, yeah, got him. Bottom line is, Herb Dean, we praise you when you do well, but we got to, you know, let you know when you don't. And the bottom line was, you pulled off a boot last week. Ricardo Llamas, well, thought to be like a non-entity. He failed to capture Jose Aldo's, of course, UFC 145-pound featherweight title. But he came to fight, and I was impressed with his toughness. I mean, his incredible toughness. It was amazing. He just took a licking and kept ticking. Okay, he won the fifth round, but the bottom line was he didn't win any of the prior rounds. Aldo was, you know, Aldo. Of course, he hasn't lost since 2005 as well. And now he's moving up to 155 pounds. We'll get to that in just a minute. Of course, he's going to challenge for the lightweight championship. This was a good fight as it went five rounds. And in that final five-minute round, Llamas had his chance, and he was going for it, and he was game, and he won it clearly. And it just wasn't enough on the scorecards. He's not going to knock Aldo out, not at that point in time. I mean, he's playing safe. As I said, Aldo, a loser of only 25 fights. Man. I mean, he's the real deal. Now he wants to step up and fight Anthony Pettis for the 155-pound championship. It's set. It's going to happen. Dana White says it's going to happen. He's got ex-lightweight champion Benson Henderson. Got his panties in a little bit of a twist. But the bottom line is, since he's lost already twice to Pettis, both on submissions, and he's coming off that win that he didn't deserve over Josh Thompson. I mean, come on, man. What's going on? I was on UFC Fox 10 about a month ago. Come on. And can Aldo fight at 155? Remember, the only fight he's ever lost in his life was at 155 pounds. He's a big, 145-pounder, but he might not be a big 155-pounder. And the reason why I can tell you this is I was ripped at 139, okay? This is back when the junior welterweight division of boxing and amateurs, Golden Gloves, was 139 pounds. Now I think it's 141. God, I wish it would have been then back then. But the bottom line is, at 39, I could beat all the guys, a lot of guys. Won 4 Golden Glove titles, state title, things like that. But the bottom line was, when I moved up to 147, I couldn't compete. They were just too big and too strong, especially when you had guys like Ernie Chavez, who fought Meldrick Taylor, of course, the world champion, the former Olympic gold medalist, and lost. But he hurt Meldrick. He hurt me. I mean, that right hook is, he weighed in at 147 on a Tuesday and 167 come fight time when we fought on Friday, or Saturday we fought. Anyway, bottom line is, Benson Henderson needs to, close the old pie hole and fight Josh Thompson again, because in the minds of many, he just lost. Is it time for my buddy Frank Mir, the former UFC heavyweight champion? Is it time for him to just pack it in? His face was like, yeah. You know what I'm trying to say. He was really thoroughly beaten by Alistair Overeem, and I thought that Overeem wasn't going to win this fight. Now, Alistair is 37-13. We call him Alistair Overroyd, some of us, because he got caught on steroids and things like that. But, he beat Frank Mir to the punch in almost every category, 30-27 across the boards. It was a little bit scary for Frank Mir. But Frank Mir is, I think, 32, 33, somewhere around there. He's a great broadcaster. I think he's got the gift for gab. I think he's a great guest. I love to have him on the air and things like that. Okay? So I think that's where his future is, in broadcasting. But is he tight enough with the UFC people to let Frank Mir in the door? Because Frank's going to tell you like it is. I'm not, no knock on Joe Rogan or any of the other guys on UFC TV, but, they've got to be bridled a little bit. I know they are. They're company guys. They're working for the company. It's not like a TV guy, like Jim Lampley coming in and doing a fight for HBO. Lampley has no connection with the company. Anyway, bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA edition. Don't forget, tomorrow, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, for 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on many of these same stations. 11 a.m. Pacific time, the first hour is boxing, the second hour is MMA. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and I thank you so much for tuning in today. And don't forget the website, ringtalk.com.